AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is showing no symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus. She received her second booster shot earlier this month. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha was asked if it's just a matter of time before President Biden gets the virus.
I wouldn't say it's just a matter of time, but of course it is possible that the president, like any other American, could get COVID. The bottom line is he is vaccinated and boosted. He is very well protected. He's got very good protocols around him to protect him from getting infected. But there is no 100% anything.
The CDC says a study finds 3/4 of U.S. children have had the virus. About half of all adults have also had signs of previous infections. Kansas Republican State Representative Cheryl Helmer claims transgender Democratic Representative Stephanie Byers is a threat to children who visit the state house.
The mother was awfully very uncomfortable, and I didn't go on into the story, but I did take the lady, the mother, and the little girl, and I got them away because I knew the mother and the little girl were uncomfortable.
Byers says she knew such talk had been going on in private in the state house since her election, but she's shocked by Helmer's actions. Helmer is a co-sponsor of a bill that would make it a felony for doctors to provide hormones or do gender transition surgery for children under 18 in Kansas. Pressed by the issue last night, Helmer said parents shouldn't be allowed to change their child's gender. The GOP-controlled state senate has also overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from girls and women's K-12 and college sports in the state. Russia has pounded eastern and southern Ukraine as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin promises to keep moving heaven and earth to get Kyiv the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive. This is AP News. The Anti-Defamation League reports a sharp increase in anti-Semitic incidents.
The civil rights group finds more than 2,700 cases of assault, harassment, and vandalism were reported in 2021, the highest number on record. The Anti-Defamation League cites in part a sharp rise in the month of May when scores of Palestinians and more than a dozen Israelis were killed during a military action by Israel. Last May, in Los Angeles, Jewish people were attacked outside a restaurant by people said to be waving Palestinian flags. And a Jewish man in New York was beaten and pepper sprayed on his way to a pro-Israel rally. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For the second time in little more than a year, TSA agents found a gun in North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn's carry-on bag while he was going through airport security. The loaded pistol found this morning at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Airport. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.